All right, 3, 2, 1, and we are live, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the T-Hatch Podcast, where we have open and in-depth conversations about the things that you and I care about. Today on the T-Hatch Podcast, I'm going to be giving you the best landing spots for Bradley Beal if he is to request a trade, as we all suspect that he will in this coming offseason. So, very excited for this one, and I'm just going to get right into it. With our first team of the day, I'm going to be talking about the Toronto Raptors possibly trading for Bradley Beal. What would a trade package look like for Bradley Beal coming from the Toronto Raptors? Well, after poring over the rosters that will be available during the 2020 free agency period, as well as really just reviewing what the Wizards would want back in a trade, I came up with one potential trade, and it would, of course, require the Wizards being on board with this type of direction for their team moving forward, but it would be Kyle Lowry, Terrence Davis, a 2022 first-round pick, a 2022nd, and a 2023rd, all coming from the Raptors to the Wizards in return for Bradley Beal. With this trade, I really see this as an opportunity, as with most of these trades, for Washington to move forward in a different direction, move toward a full rebuild. And what this would do is, you know, really, Kyle Lowry is just going to be there to soak up that salary for the trade, move on from him the next year, and recoup that cap space that you can then use. But you would be getting Terrence Davis, a guy who looks like maybe at his best he can be a starting shooting guard in the NBA. I don't think he's ever going to be any type of star or anything like that, but he's a guy who can shoot the three ball, he can attack off the dribble a bit, and he is a really good defensive player. That paired along with a 2022 first round pick to use as an asset, whether it's in trades or actually using that pick in the draft, I think that could be valuable for the Wizards moving forward. Is that the best package available? If you're picking between the trades that I have here for you today, I would say no. However, looking at how these NBA trade situations go, there could certainly be a reality in which this is the best offer on the table. And if that was the case, I would definitely say the Wizards should go forward and make that pick. Now on to the Denver Nuggets, another team that I believe has a shot in the Bradley Beal sweepstakes. What would this trade look like? The Wizards would receive Michael Porter Jr., Will Barton, Gary Harris, a 2021 first round pick, a 2025 first that is top five protected. In return, the Nuggets would get Bradley Beal. Now, very, very similar situation with this trade. I would absolutely love to see the pairing of Bradley Beal and Nikola Jokic on the floor, and that would still be maintaining Jamal Murray, who is currently the second option scorer in Denver. So if you're in a situation where you have Jamal Murray as your third best guy, I think he certainly can fill that role as a scorer, as a secondary playmaker. And on top of that, the tandem between Jokic and Bradley Beal would just wreak havoc on the offensive end. So that would be very exciting to watch. As for the Wizards' perspective on this trade, very similar to the last trade, they would be bringing in a young talent in Michael Porter Jr., who just a few years ago we were lauding as one of the top talents in his draft class. He was projected to go top three at a minimum, but obviously injuries have really brought down his stock a whole lot. He ended up going at the bottom of the lottery in his draft to the Nuggets and hasn't seen a ton of playing time with the Nuggets, as he has been struggling with injury during his whole time there. But if you can get Michael Porter Jr. healthy and help him develop into the guy that we all thought he could be, that would be a huge talent for the Wizards moving forward to pair along with two draft picks to use in the future. And of course, having Gary Harris and Will Barton available for, you know, mainly trades. I don't think this Wizards team is going to be putting together veteran-laden competitive teams over the next couple of years if they trade Bradley Beal. So look for them to move on from those guys in the coming years if they did a trade like this. But I think Denver would be an amazing destination for Bradley Beal. Now talking about the Milwaukee Bucks, another awesome destination for Bradley Beal, at least from his perspective. In this trade, the Wizards would get Eric Bledsoe, DJ Wilson, Ersan Ilyasova, a 2021st from Indiana, and a 2021 second, a 2022 second, and a 2023 second round pick. In return, the Bucks would get Bradley Beal. So in this trade, this would be just absolutely crazy to see a pairing between Giannis, Bradley Beal, and Chris Middleton all on the same team. All of these guys are great offensive players and really good two-way players. Obviously, Giannis being an amazing exception there. As a guy who not only can be an MVP-level player on the offensive end of the floor, but can be a defensive player of the year type player on the other end as well. So you combine these three guys onto the same team, they would instantly become the NBA juggernaut that has to be watched out for, and probably the team to beat moving forward if you were able to pair those three up on the same team. Now, from the Wizards' perspective, very similar to what you saw in the Raptors deal, where essentially you're getting an older point guard. However, obviously Eric Bledsoe is not quite as old as Kyle Lowry, that you would be hoping to move on from in the near future. Now, with that Eric Bledsoe contract, I believe he's making about $16 to $17 million a year for the next 4 years. So you'd be locked into Eric Bledsoe for quite some time and would likely need to find another move to move on from Eric Bledsoe if you're not able to move on from John Wall, the other aging, expensive point guard that you already have on your roster. So that would be a little bit of a tough situation and a detractor for this particular trade. However, you throw in there that you're getting that 2020 Indiana first round pick. And, you know, the second round picks, it helps to have them in the chest ready to go for some trades if you need to. But second round picks are not going to be a huge deal. However, I did feel that Milwaukee would need to at least throw those into the deal to make it at least as close to fair value as you can get for Bradley Beal. But definitely would be very interested to watch that Bucks team if they were able to add Bradley Beal to what they already have going on. Now talking about the Indiana Pacers, in this trade, the Wizards would get Victor Oladipo, Jeremy Lamb, a 2022 second-round pick, and a 2026 second-round pick. So in this trade, this would be a very interesting situation. I don't want to say unprecedented because we've seen a lot of crazy things go down with trades, players requesting trades, and things like that in the NBA. But this would only come about if you had a situation where Victor Oladipo made it very clear, I don't want to be in Indiana anymore. Get me out of here. By this point, he would be heading into his last year on his contract. And so essentially, you'd be swapping one disgruntled guard for another. I think being in Indiana would be refreshing for Bradley Beal, as he would at least have some competent teammates. Guys like Miles Turner, Domantas Sabonis, TJ Warren, definitely a competent teammate. But in this trade, it's really just the Pacers trying to get the most value that they possibly can while moving on from a disgruntled star. Do I think the Wizards would actually go ahead and make a move like that for Victor Oladipo on the last year of his deal? I highly doubt it, because after this, Victor Oladipo almost certainly is going to use his unrestricted free agency to move to whatever team he likes. So I don't see that particular trade making a ton of sense for the Wizards unless they wanted to take a shot and try and put together a team as close to what they already have with John Wall coming back from that Achilles injury. But I don't anticipate this trade being made. However, I did think it needed a mention. Now talking about the Philadelphia 76ers potentially trading for Bradley Beal. And this one to me is probably the most interesting. So what is the trade? The Wizards would receive Ben Simmons and Al Horford. In return, the 76ers would get Bradley Beal and Ish Smith. So this would be, this trade only comes about in a reality where Philadelphia actually realizes that they need to move on from either Ben Simmons or Joel Embiid. And of course, in this scenario, that would be them deciding to keep Joel Embiid instead of Ben Simmons. How likely is that? Honestly, probably not likely. The Philadelphia 76ers just seem to have no interest in splitting up Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid. If they did, they would also have to make the decision of which player they want to keep, which would they choose Joel Embiid? I'm not 100% sure. So definitely a hypothetical type of trade. But in this reality, I think this would be absolutely the best package that the Wizards could get in return for Bradley Beal, because now you're left with a guy in Ben Simmons who, aside from that three-point shot, has essentially every skill that you want to see in the game, of course, aside from shooting at just about any distance. So you would really be able to put together a team around Ben Simmons to extract his strengths and minimize his weaknesses, as opposed to what you're seeing in Philadelphia right now, where it really just kind of accentuates all of Ben Simmons' weaknesses and tends to tamp down Joel Embiid's strengths. So it would be very good to see an opportunity for those guys to play on their own team. But for the Wizards, having the opportunity to build your team around Ben Simmons, he just signed a new deal. He's still a young guy. He's still got tons of room to improve. And of course, that superstar potential, I would love to see what the Wizards would be able to do building around Ben Simmons, as well as just thinking about the pairing of Bradley Beal with Joel Embiid on the Sixers. Also an opportunity for the Sixers to move off of that Al Horford contract, which is going to start looking really bad really quick. But if you're putting together a lineup on the floor where you still have Josh Richardson, you still have Tobias Harris, Joel Embiid, and Bradley Beal, I don't even care who you're plugging in as that fifth guy. That lineup is going to cause problems for other teams. And really, at that point, you just have to plug in another 3-and-D player to go along with what you've already got going with this team. The pick-and-roll potential between Bradley Beal and Joel Embiid on the court at the same time with three-point shooters out there, oh my goodness, I would love to see that just as a basketball fan. That would be absolutely amazing. So in the reality that the Sixers want to move on from one of their stars, and of course this is also the hypothetical reality that Bradley Beal requests a trade, if those two hypotheticals happen to meet up, this would be the best trade possible for both teams involved, and that's what makes it such an intriguing idea to me. Now talking about the Los Angeles Lakers, this is an interesting one. The Wizards would receive Kyle Kuzma, Talen Horton-Tucker, Danny Green, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, a 2026 first-round pick, and the 2023, 2024, 2025, and 2026 second-round picks from the Lakers. In return, the Lakers would receive Bradley Beal. Okay, first thing, why so many second-round picks? Well, the Lakers are tied up with the amount of first-round picks they would be able to offer in any trade because of the Stepien rule and the Anthony Davis trade that they just made. So all of their picks until 2026 are locked up and cannot be traded. So that's the first-round pick you've got to throw in there. Honestly, if I was the Wizards trading Bradley Beal and the best player I was getting back was Kyle Kuzma, I would probably be asking for 3, maybe even 4 first-round picks. So really, this is just the only possible way that the Lakers could say, hey, we're throwing value at you. Hey, you know, we're giving you all the assets we can. Hey, let's do this trade. But second-round picks aside, because nobody cares about second-round picks, what would the Wizards actually be getting in Kyle Kuzma and Talen Horton-Tucker? Honestly, in my opinion, not a whole lot. We definitely still have a ton left to find out about what kind of player Talen Horton-Tucker can become in the NBA. Can he hit that level of being a consistent 3-and-D role player in the league? Can he hit a level where he's consistently creating off the dribble, you know, scoring like he was in college? It's a little bit of a tough transition for me to see. However, he is still a very, very young guy with some potential, so we'd have to see there what he could become. My doubts would get even larger if he was in Washington, if I'm being honest. Kyle Kuzma, my thoughts on him. I think he does have potential as a, you know, young, quote-unquote young scorer, because he's quite a bit older than a lot of other young guys that we refer to. But he's a guy that I think could have potential to get close to that 20-point-per-game territory. I think really his ceiling, if you will, would be maybe analogous to Gordon Hayward at his heights in Utah, where essentially, you know, yes, Utah did run through Gordon Hayward, but that was for a lack of other great scoring talent. But just the kind of guy who, within an offense, within set designed plays, can go out and finish those plays. So if you're, you know, calling him up for an alley-oop, he has the athleticism and the dexterity to go up there and get it. If you're setting some pin downs, trying to get him open from three, he can squiggle his way around those, pop open for three, and he can usually hit those shots. So I don't have a ton of concerns for Kyle Kuzma on the offensive end, but I also don't see him as a high-end potential guy where you could see him being a first or second option scorer on any type of contending team. I just don't really see that for Kuzma, so he really ends up being a two-way kind of role player where he scores a little bit more than the typical role player. I think he can play good defense on the defensive end, although he's not the most consistent at that end. But if you're really the best asset that you're getting in this trade is a high-end role player, to me, that's not the kind of trade that you should be moving on from Bradley Beal for a high-end role player who is older than most young guys, even though we consider him a young guy. And the other guy you're getting in the trade in Horton Tucker is, you know, his potential is a good 3-and-D player. That's not enough for Bradley Beal, in my opinion. So I think you do have to mention the Lakers here. They do have an intriguing roster and some ways that they could go after Bradley Beal. But the only way that this trade would actually happen, or any trade with the Lakers would actually happen, is in a reality where every other team in the NBA has already had their say with the Wizards and said, nah, we're not going to give you that much for Bradley Beal, to the point where the market has collapsed so much that this would be what you have left to take for Bradley Beal. So I don't necessarily see this trade happening. However, it would be absolutely crazy to watch a team with LeBron James, Anthony Davis, and Bradley Beal. Watch out the rest of the NBA if that happens. It would be essentially over. Say goodbye to the parity that we had this year if this trade happens. Now talking about the Brooklyn Nets. So what would the Wizards receive from the Brooklyn Nets in return for Bradley Beal? They would receive Spencer Dinwiddie, Caris LeVert, Zanon Musa, Nick Claxton, a 2020 first-round pick from Philadelphia, and a 2020 first-round pick from Golden State, along with a 2020 second from Indiana and a 2020 second from Portland. So in this trade, the Nets would only receive Bradley Beal, by the way. In this trade, this is really kind of similar to the Lakers one, where this would only happen if you were not getting those other big offers from other teams, which for Bradley Beal, I think you would. But in the scenario where you're stuck with, you know, a disgruntled player in Bradley Beal who, let's say in this scenario, he claims that he will not play for the Wizards if he is not traded. He will just sit out the season if they decline to trade him. in that situation, if you want to load yourself up with assets to build your team in whatever direction you see fit moving forward, this Nets deal would be the best deal for the Wizards because it would give them freedom in the long term. Now, yes, Spencer Dinwiddie is on, I believe he would have 3 years remaining on his deal at that point. So you would be kind of tied to Spencer Dinwiddie for a while, along with Caris LeVert. I think he's going to be starting the first year of a four-year extension at that point. So these guys would be signed under contract for a while. However, they're at cap hits that would be manageable. They'd be movable. I think you're going to be looking at about 15 mil with Dinwiddie. I will have to double check, as well as you're going to be looking at about that same number for Caris LeVert moving forward. So those are, while not cheap contracts, not ones that you can just throw into any deal, they're going to be pretty easy to fit into trades that you need to make if a big-time player becomes available that you can move to go get, or if a, you know, top five pick becomes available and they want a starting caliber player in return. Yeah, you can throw Spencer Dinwiddie in that deal along with some other assets and move up and get that pick. So that's what makes this deal so attractive for the Wizards, is you would have not only movable contracts, but you would also have multiple first round picks added to your arsenal that you can then use to go and get yourself better assets, whether it's a better pick in the draft or whether it's a better player that is available for trade. So that is really the angle that the Wizards would be looking at this particular trade from, and that's what makes it intriguing in my opinion. So all those out the way, that wraps up what I believe is the best landing spots for Bradley Beal if he requests a trade. Thank you so much for watching the video. I definitely appreciate you tuning in. As always, if you enjoy the video and want to help the show grow, the absolute best way to do so is to simply share this with your friends. So definitely like, subscribe, let me know down below your thoughts on these trades and other potential trades that you think could happen for Bradley Beal if he does come out and request a trade. Thank you so much for tuning in. And with that out the way, I'll let you get back to the rest of your day. Peace.